from the ABC, we have Olivia Willis joining us this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for jumping on. I thought we could have a quick chat to you about the conversation that I feel everyone is probably going to have in the next few days. Things things have opened up. Most places in New South Wales, I think, are out of lockdown. Businesses are open. And there's this sort of undertone of, have you been double vaxxed? Are we allowed to hang out? What's going on here? And it's a conversation that I think people feel really uncomfortable having. Talk us through how we can have these conversations with people who are in our, you know, friendship circles and families who might be vaccine hesitant.
Yeah, so I think probably the first thing is it's really important to approach these conversations with empathy and compassion rather than trying to go in kind of in a confrontational way. So probably the first thing to think about is this person, you know, there's a spectrum, I guess, of people who we think about as being vaccine hesitant. So on the one end, we've got people who are pretty staunchly against vaccination, and that's only really a small, very small proportion of the population. And in those instances, it's probably not worth engaging because they might not really be open to other viewpoints. But there's a bigger group of people who really just have questions. They might be unsure. They might want more information about the vaccines. And in those instances, you want to kind of go in with a compassionate approach to try and understand what it is that they're concerned about and what they've got questions about. And through that, you might be able to kind of tackle some really simple bits of misinformation, I suppose. So a common example might be something like they're worried about how fast the vaccines were developed. If someone brings that up, often what I kind of talk about is, yes, the COVID vaccines, they were kind of, the process was faster than it has been with other vaccines, but it wasn't the science that was sped up. It was really just the funding and administration processes. So we know vaccine development can take a long time, and that's just because you have to recruit a lot of people, you have to get funding, you kind of do different phases of trials, and at each point you stop and start. And with the COVID vaccines, we kind of had all those barriers out of the way because the need was so urgent and there was so much money and resources thrown at the problem that we could speed that process up.
That's a great bit of information, I think, just for everybody to understand that it was because it was such a big situation that affected the whole planet. There was like almost unlimited resourcing for the development of this vaccine to protect us against the virus. And that is unprecedented, which, you know, equals a quicker turnaround.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, cool.
I have to bring up this one because it's been the biggest story of the last week or so, but the pile-up mentality of someone like a Sam Frost who chooses to talk openly about what they choose to do and then everyone just piles in on Sam Frost. What did you make of that story in the last week or so?
Yeah, look, I think these are really, it's difficult, right?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we have to be careful about how we kind of shame people, I suppose, and criticize people, and we don't want people to feel and I'm not talking about kind of celebrities or Instagram influencers, but
I know everyday people that feel the same way. I've seen them post on social media and I just let it go. I don't engage, but there's other people that they do and they go hard.
Look, I think if it's, you know, it's up to you whether you want to kind of obviously engage with people on social media, but if it's people in your life that have those kind of views or concerns of, as I said, I think it's about trying to go from a point of compassion to understand what it is that they're concerned about. And that gives you a better chance of actually trying to, you know, engage in something that's a bit more constructive than kind of this back and forth between, you know, trying to argue every point. I think it's about trying to go, what are some of the key concerns and can I help to address some of these? And also helping to point people to, you know, trusted sources of information, you know, so places, you know, like, let's say the World Health Organization or in the US, the CDC or even the health department here, they've all got really good guides available online that you might point people to those resources. And also I think it can help to think of it as a bit of an ongoing conversation with people in your life. So you don't have to have all the answers in one chat. You might open up the dialogue, let them know that you're, you know, there for them to talk about it if they've got questions. And also, I think it's important to be role models too. If you're, you know, if you're vaccinated and you're trying to encourage other people in your life to get vaccinated, a lot of people post, you know, vaccine selfies on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it might be. We know that that can actually have a really positive effect. So telling people why it is that you chose to get vaccinated, if it's, you know, you're trying to protect someone in your life who might be a bit more vulnerable, or because you want to protect yourself, or you want to go traveling, whatever it might be. All those reasons can also help other people help make their decision.
This is just really valuable just to keep the conversation open. And it's really important to make sure people all feel respected. Whether you agree or not isn't really the point. The point is that we can all respect each other and move forward.
Absolutely.